as we come to scripture for material knowledge, spiritual knowledge, and how can we understand any material things that are described in scripture? Say, for example, in this same 8th canto, before Vijayendra's pastime, certain things are described. So how do we understand it? So scripture does not give merely decontextualized instruction. It's not that this is the lesson we have to learn. When we are going to tell a story, it builds up the setting for the story. Now the setting also is related to this purpose. So for example, the opulence of the mountain on which Gajendra was living is described. Now the purpose of this description is what? That Gajendra was living in enormous comfort, enormous luxury. He was enjoying life. It was like a, you could say, a hill station resort. And he was enjoying with his she elephants. And basically, the point is that even when he was enjoying like this, suddenly in the middle of the enjoyment, tragedy struck. Almost he died. The principle there is important. Now, are those descriptions literal? They can be literal. There are various levels of reality. And what happens at other levels of reality, we don't know. If the history of science has taught us anything, it has taught us humility. And it has taught us that there are so many different levels. Now, for example, if you study quantum physics, quantum physics says that everything is just waves. And there is no solid matter at all. And this was such a counterintuitive proposition that even Einstein found it difficult to accept. That's why Einstein famously said that, I would like to believe that the moon continues to exist when I am not looking at it. According to Einstein, according to relativity, if it's interpreted in a particular way, there is no such object called as the moon. It is only when the observer looks at it, that at that time the wave function collapses into a solid object, and that time the observer perceives the moon. When there is no observer, there is no object to observe also. So Einstein said, how does this make sense? I would like to believe that the moon continues to exist when I don't look at it also. So there are many counterintuitive propositions. So now what, the way scientists now explain it is that science gives us a model of reality. Science doesn't tell us about reality. So quantum physics offers us one model of reality. Relativity physics offers us another model of reality. And at different, for in different contexts, for different purposes, different models work. And as they work, they are used. So, but what reality is, that is something which science doesn't tell us precisely. There are multiple levels to reality. Quantum physics offers one level of reality, one kind of model. Relativity physics offers another model. So similarly, what the Bhagavatam describes is that reality is multi-level. And the reality at another level can be quite different from the reality at this level. So the point is not whether those descriptions are real or not. The point is that even when there was so much luxury available, even at that time, that which was supposed to be a hill station resort, a luxury resort, that became practically like a graveyard, and it was about to die over there. So how even the best of pleasure, there is danger. Bhagavad's pastime literally describes, you know, how there is danger at every step. Gajendra was just marching along, you know, having drunk liquor with his family members, enjoying life. And he puts one step into the river, and suddenly, he's caught in a death grip. He's not going to survive at all. So the material knowledge that is given in this pastime, it is in a context. The context is described. Don't get lulled into complacency because of material comfort. Because even in material amidst material comfort, at any moment danger and disaster can come. So we see the information, material information in scripture as setting up the scene for giving its essential message. And as far as the reality of that information is concerned, we have to look at what the acharyas have stressed, and the reality that is possible that scripture description can be real also. Because as I said, reality is multi-level. But more important than obsessing over how this is possible, how this can be real, more important is what is the central message that is conveyed through that particular pastime.